Live from our bedroom, it's Point Counterpoint. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney.
Today, still.
Still.
Today we're talking about the getting political. Talking about presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Well, do we have to call him presidential candidate already? He hasn't officially.
Okay, Sir Donald Trump.
No. See, now we're way off. I don't.
Captain of Industry Donald Trump.
I'll allow that.
So Donald Trump has started making, I believe, ovums. Started making ova that he would like to be your next president for the United States of just America.
America, I think. Yes. I think that's the country he's referencing.
I think that this would be probably the best thing that has happened to the country since, I don't know, Monica Lewinsky. Crazy. Levels just pushing it up way high.
Wait, your reference point is since Monica Lewinsky? That was the best thing that's happened? That was the last best thing?
The presidency.
What is your scale of best?
The presidency used to be sexy.
I don't think you know what best means.
Then it got stupid, and then it got boring.
Wait. Was Monica Lewinsky the sexy period? Are we calling Monica Lewinsky? Because if Monica Lewinsky is your definition of sexy, I need to seriously reevaluate.
These things go in cycles. And that was the sexy period. Not like her. She didn't bring a lot of class. But like it was like a sexy period. Like it was a lot of sexy stuff.
I think she didn't bring a lot of class is probably the understatement. Can we talk about
future President Donald Trump and how crazy that would be? How much do you want to live in America where he, who, like, when you make a decision, if you go up the chain of decision-making, eventually it terminates with Donald Trump?
I don't want to live in that America.
Why not? What do you have against him? Besides the fact that he's crazy and thinks that Obama, and he is pretending to think that Obama was not born in America.
Well, I mean, I think that's your problem, though. I don't think he actually doesn't believe that Obama was born in America. I think he really thinks that that's a good tactic to become president, which, I'm sorry, it's stupid.
Listen to me for a second. What I'm talking about is full-time employment for Daryl Hammond, and that's all I'm, like, concerned about here. Isn't that worth anything to you?
That means a lot to me, but I think you have to consider if he couldn't, I mean, he can't make The Apprentice work.
Daryl Hammond could make The Apprentice work.
No, I mean,
he could be all the different people. He could pretend to be Omara, and he could pretend to be Ricky Jackson.
You're just making up words now.
I have not watched the show in a while.
I know. Donald Trump can't make a reality TV show work. Flavor Flav made a reality TV show work. And I'm pretty sure he has, like, a Forrest Gump style IQ.
Why do you have to slag off? He's made The Apprentice work. It's been on the air longer than Flavor of Love.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been on the air, but, I mean, like,
I mean, at least I guess none of Trump's contestants have pooped on his stairs. That's something.
But the only way he can make it successful, he had to bring in Gary Busey and Meatloaf to make it successful again. Is that what you want for the United States when things are down, you know, when the country's, you know, like, feeling low, he brings in Gary Busey to make things right?
Hi, Martians. Welcome to Earth. This is our president, Donald Trump. We elected him to be in charge. We know he looks like a weird old Viking wizard. He's in charge here.
Yeah, so we don't blame you for, like, you know, annihilating all of us and taking our planet away, because clearly we're not very good at making decisions.
I'm Donald Trump. This is my impression. I can post that out at parties all the time. Could be a very valuable impression for you.
I think your argument is just falling apart at this point. I think this is degrading into madness. This is what happens when Donald Trump gets involved in things.
I want President Trump.
No. Terrible plan.
Please?
Terrible plan.
Can I vote for him if he wins a primary?
No, you can't vote for him.
I'm Justin McElroy, and I'm right. Vote Trump.
No.
Please?
No, still no.